John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show and then two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:15 and 9:30. He is the one, the only, where the hell has he been? Dob Davidoff is here. Hey, Dob, how you doing?
John DiBella, scholar and a gentleman.
I got to tell you, it's been so long since I've spoken to you, I can't even pronounce your name anymore.
Yeah, no, listen, it can be a tongue twister. Look, it's been a while. The world, hopefully, is, things are starting to open back up a bit. New York just opened up indoors last week.
And they're closing this week.
Yeah, and they may be closing this week. Yeah, parts of it are closing this week. Yeah, we had a good 7-day run.
It has been so long since we have spoken that in that time, you've become a father, and that child is over 2 years old now?
Yes, I've become a father. The child is, he's about a month away from two. No, it's fascinating what goes on. My first one, so for me, it's still new. I'm a little old for a first kid, but for me, it's new.
Both Dave and Steve, they've got new ones and slightly older ones.
Steven's 3.5, and I got a 1-year-old.
All right, and
yep, 3 and 6 months.
All right, so they prepare for three.
Oh, dude, three is just
it is
a
brutal
nightmare.
Yeah, no, I could only imagine. Listen, I mean, two is tough enough right now, but it's a different kind of love you have for a kid. My kid was looking in my eyes while doing a number two while smiling.
Obviously, you were quarantined with the baby.
I was quarantined with the baby. Yeah. This quarantine. I don't know. I don't have anything new to say that people have not already experienced. It's just been such a strange period for the last 7 months. I mean, I walked off stage March 13th was when the clubs in New York City closed down. And my first headline gig back was last week.
What was that like, getting up on stage for the first time in 7 months? Because probably ever since you started doing comedy, there's never been a stretch more than maybe 2 weeks that you didn't work.
No, never. I mean, for 20 years I've been working. It was like, having sex for the first time after you get out of a 10-year prison bid. it's like there's some excitement, but also, can I maintain here? Am I going to knock off too quickly? I mean, there's a lot of, it's a paradoxical experience. There's a lot going on.
Now, you said you waited a long time to have a kid. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 47 as of last week.
Okay.
I waited a long time. I mean, I was running and gunning as a single person for years. And, the truth is I had this I had this dream / nightmare. I had screwed a relationship up with this person who was really important to me. And it was my fault.
Uh-huh.
And I had like this fantasy that I was on one side of like the Sunset Strip. And I see my ex on the other side. And she has a husband and a kid, and they're smiling, and the sun is shining, and they're eating ice cream. And then I'm on the other side of the street, and it's dark, and it's raining, and I have an open shirt with a gold chain. And she sees me. She sees me trying to convince some stripper I know people with good coke. And I thought, I don't want to be this guy. Got to change a few things up here. That was the epiphany. And I said, I got to get out of this mindset and move on.
You realize, though, let's see, I mean, how old will you be in 18 years? What is he? What did you say? You're 47 now?
Well, I'm going to be in mid-60s in 18 years.
So when he's graduating high school.
Yeah, right, I'm going to be limping along. I said I want to do it. And I don't know if this marriage is going to hold. I'm betting against it, but we will be excellent co-parents. And I'm really glad I had a kid.
You know what else I'm glad about? Because I was doing some research this morning. I said, gee, I haven't spoken to Dob in the longest time. Let me look into some things. And then Steve turns and says, hey, wait a second, you should see this. Where'd you find those pictures?
Oh, on your Instagram.
Oh, on his Instagram page. All right. Yeah. We're both short hair guys. You and I are both short hair guys, right? And I will admit to having a mullet, or as Dave calls it,
a skullet.
I had a skullet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But you, sir, you.
Next level.
All right. Oh, yeah. You were the shot they put in the barbershop. Right, you want one of these haircuts?
No doubt about it. Yeah, and that barbershop was in a prison. That's the shot that they hung on that wall. I look like a real degenerate. If you arrest everybody with that haircut, crime would drop by 20% tomorrow.
Or at least meth sales would.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and by the way, monster truck ticket sales would be down as well.
How long did you have a mullet like that for?
Years, man. I was a degenerate. From the time I was 15 through, or maybe 13, 7, 5, 6, 8 years. I'm not sure, but it was a hell of a run.
The two-year-old at 47 makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah, it's beginning to make a hell of a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Wouldn't even allow that guy to have a kid.
Weren't you in Shades of Blue, that Jennifer Lopez movie?
I spent the last two years on that television show, probably about 6 months before the pandemic hit. That show came to an end.
Did you get to work with Jennifer, closely? Well, how was it?
I was fine. She's cool. There's no drama or, BS. You go in on set. It's early in the morning, and you've got a scene to shoot. You're two people getting through the day. And look, I don't have any wonderful stories where Jennifer jumped up, started singing, and did a twirl. She's fine.
Well, cooler gig.
She's fine. You know, everybody's like, oh, my God, Jennifer Lopez. Listen, I've been around hot Puerto Rican chicks most of my life. After a while, it's a person.
Well, if you mention it that way, which was the cooler gig, working with J-Lo or working with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, neither one. I like Ray Liotta. Yeah, all we did was drink tequila and chew Chantix.
Well, Dom Davidoff is going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can get tickets, as always, through heliumcomedy.com. It was good to hear you, sir. I can't wait to see you again.
You as well. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Be well.
You
it's
take care.
Dom DeVella.
I'm a very happy boy this morning.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.